brought to you by the Cannabis Bee Network.
Here is the Cannabis Entrepreneur Show with your host, Scott Jacobs.
Hello, listeners. How's it going today? This is the Cannabis Entrepreneur This and That, episode 003. Let's roll into article number one. Two habits most entrepreneurs don't develop, but should. Take it away.
Two habits most entrepreneurs don't develop, but should. Source Entrepreneur. By Joe Ulizzi. For a long time, I didn't feel successful. Perhaps it's more accurate to say that I didn't really know what success was. I graduated from Bowling Green State University just south of Toledo, Ohio, with a degree in interpersonal communications. My major had been undecided until the beginning of my junior year. The only reason I chose interpersonal communications at that point was it was the only degree with which I could graduate on time, with a few additional courses. As I came close to graduation, I felt like sports marketing was something I'd be good at. I was lucky enough to land an internship with the Cleveland Cavaliers after graduation. But after finding out that all the money went to the players, the operations team works very long hours for very little pay, I decided to go to graduate school. With 2 weeks left before fall semester, someone dropped out of the teaching assistantship program at Penn State University, leaving an opening for yours truly. I taught 4 semesters of public speaking, and ended up with a master's degree in communications. Overeducated and underexperienced, I traveled to Cleveland to find a job. After sending out hundreds of resumes with no luck, I took the master's degree line off my resume and started to do temp work. After a few month-long work engagements, I ended up scoring full-time work at an insurance company working on internal communications projects. Yes, I had a job, but I was searching to find the purpose to my life, and trying to figure out whether I was headed down the right path. 3 books that changed my life. Shortly after this, I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It had a huge impact on how I defined success and what I really wanted to do with my life. Though I read the entire book cover to cover, I felt particularly compelled to remember one passage. Opportunity has spread its wares before you. Step up to the front, select what you want, create your plan, put the plan into action, and follow through with persistence. It was then that I started to set goals for my life. Next, I read 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. The second habit listed is begin with the end in mind, which means to begin each day, task, or project with a clear vision of your desired direction and destination, and then continue by flexing your proactive muscles to make things happen. It was then that I started to write down my goals. Fast forward to April 2007. I decided to leave my role at Penton Media, where I had become vice president with Custom Media, because I didn't feel I had influence over the direction of the company after a recent merger. One of my written goals was to have influence in whatever job I held. I decided to start what was to become the Content Marketing Institute. That year, research conducted by Gail Matthews from Dominican University of California showed that people who wrote down their goals, shared this information with a friend, and sent weekly updates to that friend were on average 33% more successful in accomplishing their stated goals than those who merely formulated goals. At that time, I started to share my goals with others, but more important, I reviewed those goals on a daily basis. Yes, every day I would read my goals, making sure I was staying on track. A few years later, after reading Grant Cardone's book, The 10X Rule, I separated my goals into the following 6 categories: financial, family, spiritual, mental, physical, and philanthropic. The difference in the direction my life took from that point on is beyond remarkable to me. Two habits you need to acquire. You can have the most amazing product and plan for your business, but if you don't keep your focus every day, there's a good chance you'll fail. To be sure you keep your eyes fixed on whatever you're working to accomplish, wake up each morning and do these 2 activities. 1. Write down your business and personal goals. 2. Thoroughly review your goals. Doing this changed my life in a positive way. I believe it can do the same for you.
Article number 2. How successful people handle toxic people. Take it away.
How successful people handle toxic people. Source Forbes. By Travis Bradbury. Toxic people defy logic. Some are blissfully unaware of the negative impact that they have on those around them, and others seem to derive satisfaction from creating chaos and pushing other people's buttons. Either way, they create unnecessary complexity, strife, and worst of all, stress. Studies have long shown that stress can have a lasting, negative impact on the brain. Exposure to even a few days of stress compromises the effectiveness of neurons in the hippocampus, an important brain area responsible for reasoning and memory. Weeks of stress cause reversible damage to neuronal dendrites, the small arms that brain cells use to communicate with each other, and months of stress can permanently destroy neurons. Stress is a formidable threat to your success. When stress gets out of control, your brain and your performance suffer. Most sources of stress at work are easy to identify. If your nonprofit is working to land a grant that your organization needs to function, you're bound to feel stress and likely know how to manage it. It's the unexpected sources of stress that take you by surprise and harm you the most. Recent research from the Department of Biological and Clinical Psychology at Friedrich Schiller University in Germany found that exposure to stimuli that cause strong negative emotions, the same kind of exposure you get when dealing with toxic people, caused subjects' brains to have a massive stress response. Whether it's negativity, cruelty, the victim syndrome, or just plain craziness, toxic people drive your brain into a stressed-out state that should be avoided at all costs. The ability to manage your emotions and remain calm under pressure has a direct link to your performance. TalentSmart has conducted research with more than 1 million people, and we've found that 90% of top performers are skilled at managing their emotions in times of stress in order to remain calm and in control. One of their greatest gifts is the ability to neutralize toxic people. Top performers have well-honed coping strategies that they employ to keep toxic people at bay. While I've run across numerous effective strategies that successful people employ when dealing with toxic people, what follows are 12 of the best. To deal with toxic people effectively, you need an approach that enables you, across the board, to control what you can and eliminate what you can't. The important thing to remember is that you are in control of far more than you realize. They set limits, especially with complainers. Complainers and negative people are bad news because they wallow in their problems and fail to focus on solutions. They want people to join their pity party so that they can feel better about themselves. People often feel pressured to listen to complainers because they don't want to be seen as callous or rude, but there's a fine line between lending a sympathetic ear and getting sucked into their negative emotional spiral. You can avoid this only by setting limits and distancing yourself when necessary. Think of it this way: if the complainer were smoking, would you sit there all afternoon inhaling the secondhand smoke? You'd distance yourself, and you should do the same with complainers. A great way to set limits is to ask complainers how they intend to fix the problem. They will either quiet down or redirect the conversation in a productive direction. They don't die in the fight. Successful people know how important it is to live to fight another day, especially when your foe is a toxic individual. In conflict, unchecked emotion makes you dig your heels in and fight the kind of battle that can leave you severely damaged. When you read and respond to your emotions, you're able to choose your battles wisely and only stand your ground when the time is right. They rise above. Toxic people drive you crazy because their behavior is so irrational. Make no mistake about it, their behavior truly goes against reason. Which begs the question, why do you allow yourself to respond to them emotionally and get sucked into the mix? The more irrational and off-base someone is, the easier it should be for you to remove yourself from their traps. Quit trying to beat them at their own game. Distance yourself from them emotionally and approach your interactions like they're a science project or you're their shrink, if you prefer the analogy. You don't need to respond to the emotional chaos, only the facts. They stay aware of their emotions. Maintaining an emotional distance requires awareness. You can't stop someone from pushing your buttons if you don't recognize when it's happening. Sometimes you'll find yourself in situations where you'll need to regroup and choose the best way forward. This is fine, and you shouldn't be afraid to buy yourself some time to do so. Think of it this way: if a mentally unstable person approaches you on the street and tells you he's John F. Kennedy, you're unlikely to set him straight. When you find yourself with a coworker who is engaged in similarly derailed thinking, sometimes it's best to just smile and nod. If you're going to have to straighten them out, it's better to give yourself some time to plan the best way to go about it. They establish boundaries. This is the area where most people tend to sell themselves short. They feel like because they work or live with someone, they have no way to control the chaos. This couldn't be further from the truth. Once you've found your way to rise above a person, you'll begin to find their behavior more predictable and easier to understand. This will equip you to think rationally about when and where you have to put up with them and when you don't. For example, even if you work with someone closely on a project team, that doesn't mean that you need to have the same level of one-on-one interaction with them that you have with other team members. You can establish a boundary, but you'll have to do so consciously and proactively. If you let things happen naturally, you are bound to find yourself constantly embroiled in difficult conversations. If you set boundaries and decide when and where you'll engage a difficult person, you can control much of the chaos. The only trick is to stick to your guns and keep boundaries in place when the person tries to encroach upon them, which they will. They won't let anyone limit their joy. When your sense of pleasure and satisfaction are derived from the opinions of other people, you are no longer the master of your own happiness. When emotionally intelligent people feel good about something that they've done, they won't let anyone's opinions or snide remarks take that away from them. While it's impossible to turn off your reactions to what others think of you, you don't have to compare yourself to others, and you can always take people's opinions with a grain of salt. That way, no matter what toxic people are thinking or doing, your self-worth comes from within. Regardless of what people think of you at any particular moment, one thing is certain: you are never as good or bad as they say you are. They don't focus on problems, only solutions. Where you focus your attention determines your emotional state. When you fixate on the problems you're facing, you create and prolong negative emotions and stress. When you focus on actions to better yourself and your circumstances, you create a sense of personal efficacy that produces positive emotions and reduces stress. When it comes to toxic people, fixating on how crazy and difficult they are gives them power over you. Quit thinking about how troubling your difficult person is, and focus instead on how you're going to go about handling them. This makes you more effective, by putting you in control, and it will reduce the amount of stress you experience when interacting with them. They don't forget. Emotionally intelligent people are quick to forgive, but that doesn't mean that they forget. Forgiveness requires letting go of what's happened, so that you can move on. It doesn't mean you'll give a wrongdoer another chance. Successful people are unwilling to be bogged down unnecessarily by others' mistakes, so they let them go quickly, and are assertive in protecting themselves from future harm. They squash negative self-talk. Sometimes you absorb the negativity of other people. There's nothing wrong with feeling bad about how someone is treating you, but your self-talk, the thoughts you have about your feelings, can either intensify the negativity, or help you move past it. Negative self-talk is unrealistic, unnecessary, and self-defeating. It sends you into a downward emotional spiral that is difficult to pull out of. You should avoid negative self-talk at all costs. They limit their caffeine intake. Drinking caffeine triggers the release of adrenaline. Adrenaline is the source of the fight-or-flight response, a survival mechanism that forces you to stand up and fight or run for the hills when faced with a threat. The fight-or-flight mechanism sidesteps rational thinking in favor of a faster response. This is great when a bear is chasing you, but not so great when you're surprised in the hallway by an angry coworker. They get some sleep. I've beaten this one to death over the years, and can't say enough about the importance of sleep to increasing your emotional intelligence and managing your stress levels. When you sleep, your brain literally recharges, shuffling through the day's memories and storing or discarding them, which causes dreams, so that you wake up alert and clear-headed. Your self-control, attention, and memory are all reduced when you don't get enough or the right kind of sleep. Sleep deprivation raises stress hormone levels on its own, even without a stressor present. A good night's sleep makes you more positive, creative, and proactive in your approach to toxic people, giving you the perspective you need to deal effectively with them. They use their support system. It's tempting, yet entirely ineffective, to attempt tackling everything by yourself. To deal with toxic people, you need to recognize the weaknesses in your approach to them. This means tapping into your support system, to gain perspective on a challenging person. Everyone has someone at work and/or outside work who is on their team, rooting for them, and ready to help them get the best from a difficult situation. Identify these individuals in your life, and make an effort to seek their insight and assistance when you need it. Something as simple as explaining the situation can lead to a new perspective. Most of the time, other people can see a solution that you can't, because they are not as emotionally invested in the situation. Bringing it all together. Before you get this system to work brilliantly, you're going to have to pass some tests. Most of the time, you will find yourself tested by touchy interactions with problem people. Thankfully, the plasticity of the brain allows it to mold and change as you practice new behaviors, even when you fail. Implementing these healthy, stress-relieving techniques for dealing with difficult people will train your brain to handle stress more effectively and decrease the likelihood of ill effects.
Article number 3, 5 ways entrepreneurs can reduce their debt. Take it away.
5 ways entrepreneurs can reduce their debt. Source Incorporated. By Murray Newlands. Many businesses will fail within their first year of operation, the numbers may be contested, the fact remains many businesses close their door before reaching 5 years of age. This can happen for a multitude of reasons, such as the market not being evaluated correctly, advertising failures, and general mismanagement. However, one factor small business owners find it hard to control is the amount of debt they take on. Often, this debt isn't extravagant, it just covers running the business. This should not be one of the burdens a small business owner or entrepreneur has to worry about. Instead of facing mounting debt like an insurmountable mountain, reach into the extensive toolbox all entrepreneurs possess and start working on cutting that debt down. It is entirely possible, and the steps to reduce debt are fairly simple. 1. Tidy up your budget. This is one of the easiest tips on this list. Take a good, hard look at your budget, and cut unnecessary costs. In addition to figuring out what you can cut in spending, if your situation is truly dire, you should take a look around your business to see if you have any production capital worth trading in order to get a more energy or cost-effective model of production capital. This covers things like machines and even scrap materials that can be found around your business. Everything is countable and redeemable. 2. Do not be afraid to seek help. Too often, small business owners and entrepreneurs are afraid to seek help for their budget problems. Either they don't want to give up control of their business, or it feels like failing. If your debt is truly dire, then you are not doing a good job of managing it, and should find a professional to assist you. Debt management and credit counseling are two services business owners should always be willing to take advantage of. 3. Review the interest rates on your loans and other debts. If the interest rates on your small business loans are much higher than the current rates, then you should consider refinancing or other interest-reducing options to bring that down. After all, interest is what kills on loans and other debts. Also, take a look at your credit score. Blemishes on a credit record can set you up for higher interest rates on loans, even if you are now a perfect investment for a loan. 4. See if you can cut down your space. Your business does not always need the biggest or brightest space in order to operate. Leasing out shared space is not only a great way to cut back on your business expenses, but a great way to be environmentally conscious as well, which could give your business an edge against the competition by marketing greener. Even a downgrade in space can be a positive modifier for your business if you know how to sell it. 5. Contact your creditors. Last but not least, to cut down on your debt, try talking to your creditors. Many creditors have plans for payment available in addition to their own debt consolidation programs. Restructuring your loans or deferring payments through your creditors can be a great way to cut down on the amount that you owe overall. You can even negotiate minimum monthly payments and interest rates.
All right, listeners, that's all I have for this episode. Until next episode, have a good day, good night, good week. Bye-bye.